Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. It is Friday night, June 7th, 2013. We're going to have some wonderful healings tonight. We're going to talk about paranormal events, things that sound like sci-fi. And we welcome your calls tonight. And we thought, starting at the half hour, if people would like to call in and tell their stories or perhaps ask questions or give testimonials, we would enjoy that. And welcome, Ron, to the show.
Hi, so let's do the light beam activation. Here we go.
Yes.
So let's bring it up. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And again, the mails are coming. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Wow, do it again. So one, two, three, four, and five, and let's do stronger to get it to a little more energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, and just turn it back over to you, I guess.
Thank you, Ron, and when you mentioned that the mails were coming in as you activated the picture of the light being, I was reminded that someone I know that was doing some clearings did a whole life clearing. I believe it was that negativity clearing. And then they did it again. They did it with the female light being and then the male, just to kind of feel the different energies. So I thought that was a very interesting idea, and maybe people want to try that. Because when you do a clearing, I'm sorry, there's also the non-gender.
A non-gender, light beam. Yeah. Great.
And there are different energies, and that's a great way to experience that, and thank you, Ron, for doing that. And as I said, it's Paranormal Friday, and we have some emails. Ron, did you want to talk about anything first, or shall I go to some questions?
Let's see here. Yeah, we sent out emails on the email list about the upcoming event, which will be a week from this Saturday, which will be our intensive. So they'll probably be going out the weekend here. And let's see, it'll be on the website also at that time. Let's, I want to bring in some energy here. Since it's Friday, let's bring in an energy of, this is going to be a little different for you. It's not on the website. We're going to do a clearing for like the nano clearing of body contamination. And I'm bringing this up because yesterday here, where I'm living here in Mount Shasta, the skies were like morning, like full of chemtrails. You'd actually see them just forming all over the place. You could see the nice sky, then the chemtrails. And you know, I don't get into chemtrails that much, but you know, that's why you have a milky looking sky. And then today, beautiful, beautiful sky, and some real clouds, which was a little strange. So, it's strange to see something that we're supposed to be, I guess, these days. So anyway, that was good, but we'll do part of that nano clearing or body contamination, because that is coming around you. So here we go. Whatever's falling from the sky. Chicken Little, the sky's falling, right? And it probably actually is. So here we go. Body's feeling different here. Your skin may, we're going to do first a decontamination clearing, and we'll be on the light ship during this process. This will only work on this one particular show live right now. And so you're going to actually probably feel the stuff being taken away from you, and you could actually feel your skin maybe itching, heating up, maybe even feeling a little irritable. Maybe like a light sunburn, and then we'll do another session after that, once we cleared it, to reintegrate more of that skin energy, which is the real you coming into you, and the body energy of skin. So here we go. First part of the clearing, here we go. This is like part of the nano clearing, in a sense. So one, energy in to release this awful energy from you that your skin has around it and on it and through it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if your skin is feeling a little different now. And on the light ship, we're going to the hot tub room, getting rid of stuff off of your skin. And we're also going into the oxygen room to help us out with healing through oxygen. So here comes this energy, the oxygen energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to go into another location. And this is where they're going to be helping you getting back your original energy. Maybe what was destroyed, possibly from body contamination. So here we go. Going into some special rooms in the light ship now. So stronger. There comes the energy to help you. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're going back into the oxygen room now. Here comes more oxygen into us. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And hot tub room energies here. Right now they're having a special green gel on us. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 as it starts to integrate inside of our body. I'm going to do some spirit infusion now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That looks pretty good to me. We'll come back. Coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if we have any comments, people on the fast chat, or it would be nice to have it to CLS questions at Yahoo. So we'll wait a little bit here. Back to you, and we'll just see what comes through here.
Yes, thank you, Ron. And we would love to have your questions and comments and testimonials also at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That felt great, Ron, and what a treat to have a little extra trip to the light ship. And tomorrow night, as everyone knows, or if you don't, tomorrow night is Saturday night in the light ship. Also, in case we have any new listeners, I want to say Ron's website is creationlightship.com. You can go there and try out some of the many free healings that Ron offers and look into doing some whole life healings for yourself for emotional body clearings. And I do have the fast chat up, so if anyone has any questions, you can put them on there. In the meantime, I can go into CLS questions with some questions that are in the box already. One of our listeners, Ron, and I know it's someone that's done a lot of healings, has been running the bites and stings clearing for the past 24 hours because she got two deer tick bites. And she wants to know if you can tell, has she cleared it out or does she still have some poison left in her body? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, it feels like maybe about 95% as I'm checking here is completed. Maybe another 5% more to go. So a little bit longer would be fine.
Okay.
That's kind of what I pick up.
Great. Maybe since we're getting into that season, because you mentioned it's hot today where you are and bugs and all, could we get a quick sample of that healing for everyone, Ron? That maybe you've had a bite or a sting recently. Yeah, or
I can do a sample
have been
of that.
Passed. Yeah.
We'll do a sample of the bite and sting clearing.
Thank
so if you had something bite you, maybe today, or you know, this could be a mosquito even, or a tick, or a red ant, or something. Jokingly, you know, you were out in the woods and an alien ran up to you, scared you to death, and bit you and ran away. You know, we'll see if that would help you. This is your bite and sting clearing, so. Remember, a lot of those little bugs are alien, the planet here, so that is true. So here we go, especially mosquitoes and ticks. So maybe you got bitten when you were a child and it, you know, went away, but the energy is still with you, hanging on to you. Remember, everything still stays with you unless you get rid of it. And the reason why we do this type of clearing, bringing up the past, is because the thought that you got rid of everything, it's done and over with. You know, it happened, 45 years ago or something. And now you start having some kind of problem. Maybe your eyesight isn't completely correct, or maybe you're having a slight kidney problem, and you don't know what's going on. And it could be from this bite and sting being reactivated by the aliens. And you don't feel it on your arm or wherever it bit you, but they could be reinfesting you with the poison. So, you know, that's how we do these clearings. So here we go. So if you had a bite or sting, just think about it now when that happened, approximately what age you were, and even a flea tick, a flea bite or a tick, you know, from a dog or something, like one person talking about maybe a deer, tick biting them. So here we go. If you have even a sand flea, here we go. One, releasing this energy. Two, three, four, and five. And just see how your body's doing. You might start to feel your body heat up if something's going on. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And if you want to know more about the bite and sting clearing, it was on April 17th. And we had details with that on the show. So you can check it out to see what that's about. The Wednesday show, April 17th, archive. So check that out, everybody. So let's do another clearing here for bite and stings. And you might need a little bit more. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. I had a couple of those that I thought of that needed to be cleared. Okay, there's an interesting question, and I think this has happened to me as well on the fast chat. If we go to the light ship, I guess, or it could mean also just when you do a healing, and if we don't think of something like we're supposed to, maybe it doesn't come to us quickly enough, what happens? Do we get some kind of a general clearing, or do we not get anything at all then?
Well, remember, you're up there consciously talking to the light beam, so if you forget something here, you may not have forgot it there.
So, okay, so most likely, so it's not a missed opportunity if we're distracted or we just turned on the show and didn't, you know, quite hear what you were saying or something like that. We're still participating and the light beings are going to help us.
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. And that was a great question. Thank you. Okay, this is really in the spirit of paranormal. Somebody sent in an email saying they had a dream where they were seeing people explode. What do you think was going on there, Ron? One known to them, one not known to them.
Oh, well, that actually happened. So, number one, you were there someplace where people were exploding. So that is a reality that's a bleed through. And it's possible that you saw that, maybe that even happened to you. It gets even worse. So that's the case. What I'll do right now is we'll do a timeline crash. We'll do a space-time crash. And like we mentioned before, if you are doing timeline crashes now, then you can have a free space-time clearing just by sending us on an email to CLS Questions, and we'll send you over the username password to use with your timeline crash. The space-time one, remember, you're either in time or you're in space, or both, or lost in space. That's why you want to do a space-time crash, because you're lost there, okay? Otherwise, you normally come back. So I'd say probably 90-95% of the time you do come back here, but there are a few times that maybe you may not, for reasons from the aliens controlling you somehow beyond our comprehension here. So that clearing is free to everybody who's now doing timeline crashes. And I would just say maybe do it maybe twice a week, once a week, something like that. You know, here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for people exploding, being blown up, whatever that would mean to you. Here we go. So one, the timeline crash for that. We'll do a couple timelines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's the first timeline. And second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Now we'll do the corresponding space-time crash. So do the first one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so if you're stuck out in the Beyondo, remember, it could take 5 minutes to an hour, typically, for these clearings to actually work because it depends where you are living, physically living on these timelines. So we'll just see if you feel different in the next hour. It may not be instant to you because you may not be affected instantly. You could be, you know, close to the Earth here and the timeline gets crashed further out where the aliens are and it comes back here. Back to you. And we'll see what's through with testimonials here, possibly.
Right. Well, we have, and thank you from all of us, Ron, for giving us that free clearing. And we do have, that was the next email I was going to get to, is exactly on that subject. Should we be using the space-time crash clearing on the timeline crashes of the gray skies, the satellite timeline crash, and the Earth protection timeline crash? Those are your free healings that you have.
I never thought that it was needed, but why don't you people try it? And, you know, if you are doing a timeline crash, then you may want to do a space-time crash with it. The Earth protection may not need that, but, you know, if it does say timeline in the clearing, then you more than likely would like to do the timeline or the space-time crash with that. So you need to do the timeline crashes. Typically, those are for emotional situations or physical situations that you're dealing with. That's why we put up the timeline crashes. So back to you, Anne.
That had me think of a question too, Ron. Thank you. If, you know, the other day, I reran the death barcode clearing for myself because I have that, you know, whole life. And I thought, I didn't ask you if I needed that. And the same with, for instance, running these space-time clearings. Can we be, like, if we do something like that we don't really need, are we wasting the healing time of the creation lightship beings, or is that an okay thing to do?
Well, they're out of time, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so if I ran, the death barcode clearing, and I didn't really need it, I didn't really do anything wrong.
No, if you don't have it, it won't make any difference, you know, because if you don't have one, you don't have one.
Okay, good. I just thought I'd check that. And it would be the same with doing the space clearings, space-time crashes after the time free timelines if they're not necessary, but that wouldn't hurt anything.
Yeah, if we have any... Maybe callers, maybe we'll get some callers calling in on that clearing that I just did previously for the nano clearing, you know.
We do have a couple of comments on the fast chat, Ron, that people are feeling, did feel some tingling,
yeah,
some movement.
So,
yeah, maybe somebody. I definitely felt it on my skin. So thank you so much for that. We have a couple of more emails, and we have some. It's a little bit, you know, off the topic, but it's still very interesting. We have two different testimonials for the Jewish money codes that you gave us, and you did say, you know, just to remind everyone listening that in a couple more weeks you will do that again for people who maybe missed it the first time on the Wednesday BBS show. I don't know if that'll be this next Wednesday or the one after. And also kind of upgrade it or check in with everybody. But we're really waiting to get some testimonials from everyone who received that clearing when Ron did it on the radio. And we have gotten some, and we have two tonight. And the first one says, thank you, Ron. since you downloaded the Jewish money codes into us, it really has been bringing up my issues, and it's helping me know what to clear. For instance, I see that in my family, there was a resentment towards people with money, and that most likely our thinking was they're bad, and they've done bad things in order to get that money. And it's helpful for me to see that that's in my thought processes, so I know what to clear. What is that? Is that like some kind of a mind looping, do you think, Ron?
Yeah, it's possible. It could be mind looping. It could also be one of those systematic, problematic, problematic barcode things that come up. You could have a barcode put on you not to want or like money. That's a possibility, too.
So, interesting.
Yeah, you know. I'll do a sample of that for people. So, typically when I do these sample clearings, I always like to say that you don't need all the clearings on the website, okay? That's the first thing. But certain things may ring a bell and you go, yeah, I probably got that situation or problem, and that's why we have it on there, because other people have had that situation and it could pertain to you also. I'm going to do a barcode clearing. This will be the special barcode clearing. I know it has the word, I think, problematic in it. And so if you feel this at all, then you may need the clearing. If you don't feel it, you don't need it. And so take note on this here. I'm just show you what a clearing can do, whether you need it or not. So this will be that clearing. This deals with money. So if you have anything on you that's a barcode preventing you, remember the barcodes are placed in you and on you like implants, okay? And they get activated at certain times in your life. And once they're activated, they're normally coming on full bore. And then you have some type of situation or problem because the barcode is bringing it forward. So we could use the word implant, place a barcode. It's not completely politically correct the way I work with these, but we could look at that as an implant. And we're going to take away the implant here, and to see if this works. But they can still put one on you. But let's just see what happens. Remember, once you get it off, doesn't mean that it's going to be off forever. Aliens love you. So the clearing is called Problematic Reoccurring Event Barcode Removal. A multiple. Problematic Reoccurring Event Barcode. That sort of says it all. And it removes this energy. So here we go. If you have anything put on you to obstruct you from getting money, I'm talking about abundance, I'm talking about money, all the green stuff that you spend, okay? If this can get taken away momentarily here, it'll just be a sample. It's only just to see if you have it. If your body heats up, you feel better, you feel that you were poor now, and then after the thing you feel rich. Something like that, there will be a big shift in your awareness toward money. And if you do feel that, then you probably have the barcode on you, and you may want to go into that clearing, purchase the clearing, and use it for that. So here we go. Release the barcode. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy. Let's see what that does. Back to you. We'll see if we get any comments from people. So we could have some callers. And I'd like to know from the people listening, do call in, you know, how your body felt, how you felt before and after, you know, the clearing. What did you experience? Because some people out there may have had an experience or thought, you know, had something go through their body, they felt something, and maybe they didn't know what it was, and they kind of like said, oh, well, something happened. This happens to me all the time. But, you know, I like to have people come on and just indicate to other people listening what they've experienced. So back to you, and we'll see who calls in first here.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ron. And we have a question about the recurring event problematic situation barcode removal, which is it an unlimited clearing? Someone's asking.
I don't know at this time.
Okay.
Well, the clearing's on the website, but
okay.
Just don't know.
All righty. Well, we're getting more more requests for them. And we have another free clearing, Ron, that you gave us was the clone light infusion clearing. And we have a couple of testimonials about that. And hold on one second. Let me... Here it is. Okay. It's a couple of emails, a little long, but basically the first day that she was doing them when she was at work, she had a little bit of a hard time, like, you know, didn't really feel that well and felt a little overwhelmed at work. And though it seemed like people kept, you know, being attracted to her, she works as a cashier, and she kept getting more people than anybody else in the store. And so she felt like that was a little rough on her, having that clearing. And then the next day was completely the opposite, and she felt very confident and that everything was going well. So it's an interesting. It's just interesting that things can change like that, because the healings have a big effect on us. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Ron, how we can be affected?
Well, yeah, as you have a clearing, yeah, it could be possibly drawing people to you because you look so much better and you feel better. You may not realize how you look, but people may recognize, you know, appearance of the way you look, and you may just you know, be very, very energized. Maybe you have a clean auric field, so a lot of things can happen to you that you don't know anything about. What I find interesting when I talk to people, they don't know, you know, after doing a clearing that they look better. And most people who have done the emotional whole lifetime clearing, within probably a week to maybe ongoing, you know, to a month, their face will start to look maybe distressed or youthful, younger, wrinkles kind of go away. And it's interesting how other people comment about it, and the person doesn't really know that. How other people say, hey, you look different. And then some people actually really know. They go, wow, yeah, I look really good. You know, I'm changing. I feel better. And things don't bother me. Don't push my buttons. So, you know, it works both ways. But some people just don't realize how much better they are until other people actually tell them about what's going on in their life and how they are perceived, because the clearing releases stuff out of you and away from you, and that's what happens. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we got a lot of comments on the Jewish Money Code clearing or barcodes that you did. I felt my heart speeding up a little bit from that, and I wonder why. And I think it's sort of the same thing. It's like things are changing in your body, and that can happen. Massive shivers and waves moved through me with the money clearing, feeling very happy now. Someone said, I was holding my wallet during that clearing. That's a great idea. And it's interesting that someone, I think it went past already, but someone was saying that they were having a lot of pain or discomfort in their shoulder blades, and I wonder if they felt something move out when we did that.
Yeah, very possible.
And, you know, a couple of... Right. Don't we keep the weight of the world on our shoulders, right, Ron? Maybe we could do a quick clearing of our shoulders.
Yeah.
And the muscles in our shoulders, could we do that?
Yeah, we could do a sample of that. So I don't have a clearing for shoulders. It might be in, like, the body rejuvenation package that we have, Body Jumpstart. You know, if you have a shoulder issue, we do have a special clearing for that. And the special clearing is mainly just designed for physical problems that you, you know, are having. So I put that clearing up mainly for people who have a situation. They felt fine yesterday, and now they maybe have a broken arm, today's events, or maybe a really bad sunburn, or just something happened, a cut, stitches, whatever. And that's why I put the special clearing up for physical problems like that for people. And it could also be used, I believe, maybe, you know, for some of the awful things that people get to. But mainly I think it's a clearing that I believe works for like 1 month, I think. So here we go. Shoulder issues, so releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just have somebody kind of asking, they're kind of holding some money in their hand from the last person who mentioned that. So, if you guys want to get out some money, what we could do is just charge it for you. And what you may want to do then, let's just say that you have $20. You may want to, or even more, but we'll just say a $20 bill. Those are pretty common now, as opposed to maybe hundreds. So you may want to get out a $20 bill. And that's probably what you need anyway, live now. The old days, it may have been $1 or something, you know, for $5. But anyway, now it's a 20. I was going by a coffee house, one of those little stands, you know. And I think they're like $5 and $6 for a coffee. I go, wow, you know, I don't drink it, but wow, you know. So, geez, you get a couple of coffees or go to a fast food store instead of being like in the old days. You know, I remember McDonald's with the 19-cent hamburgers. I don't know if you guys remember that or not, but they were that, I believe. I remember the 24-cent ones, too. Not that they were much good, but anyway, it would be hard to find something like that. So here we go. You have your favorite money. Maybe you have a $100 bill that was hiding around someplace. You don't want to spend this because you want to get it neutralized and then hang on to it. Put it with you someplace so you don't spend it, lose it, or have it stolen. And that way that one bill could resonate more of that to you, possibly, only because your body now is used to holding on to it and having it. Here we go. We're going to neutralize that bill. I'll hold it in the air. See how it feels now. Just look at it. Feel the energy on it. When we get done, it'll be neutral. It'll be like a piece of paper. Remember, whoever touched that bill, and you may want to let go of it now, but whoever touched that bill before you, what did they put on it besides maybe sneezing on their hand and touching the bill? You're probably all going, oh, God, you know, or something even worse. And, you know, went through probably thousands of people, and all of their energy is on that bill. Now, what if you had 1,000 people before you in poverty, and they had to give that bill up? Right away, that bill is going to have all this lack energy on it. Now, you got it, and now when you hold the bill, it's full of lack. And that's not good either. Well, let's neutralize it so you can maybe use it by having it on your body. Remember, your body needs to get used to having money. So here we go. Neutralize it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Do it one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So, feel your money now. I look at it, and it should be pretty much neutralized. And if you need to do it more, even for more money, on the website, you can go to the object clearing. It costs a dollar. Neutralize your money. And remember, after you get it neutralized, you probably don't want to spend it because you want to hang on to it for a while on your body so that your body can get used to having money. So that's why we're doing this, okay? So it's not going to attract more of its like kind to you because it's going to be neutralized, right? So even though it says maybe $100 on it or a dollar bill or whatever it is, it's not going to be able to attract that. It's neutralized, so your body now will not repel money. Oh, back to you.
Wow, Ron, thank you so much. I know that most men keep money in a wallet that ends up being usually in their hip pocket or somewhere on their bodies. So for us ladies, should we put it in a pocket, you know, or tuck it away somewhere, or is our purse, like, close enough to carrying it around?
Well, that's kind of up to you, but you want it on your body. What I would do is probably get a little plastic bag.
Okay.
Put it somewhere on your body so that your body is used to it. Remember, your body doesn't want to have it. Remember, your purse is not going to have maybe an auric field on it that's conscious of repelling money, but your body is. That's why you need to have it on your body or really close to your body. So having it in a purse may not be the same thing as a man having it in his wallet.
Right.
So it may have to be creative and do stuff, you know.
Okay. I had that feeling. So that's why I wanted to ask. And, you know, so years ago someone suggested, because they say money's dirty and that most of our money even has, like, cocaine and different drugs on it and stuff. And years ago someone suggested spraying your bills with lavender water to clear them off. And it is kind of nice. They smell nice, so you might want to try doing that, too.
Yes, that might even work, you know. I don't think it would be the same, but it would be, you know.
Well, I don't think it's certainly not as good as doing object clearing, but you could do it in addition.
And
right.
If you notice, if you ever washed some paper money, you know, in one of your pockets, they do feel also different after they come out of the washing machine, you know. But, you know, I'm not suggesting that you go wash your money and put water on it. But anyway.
That one I've never done, but thank you, Ron.
We'll see if we have any callers coming in here. Maybe we got caller coming in that may want to talk about something. If not, we'll just continue on.
Okay.
I'm watching, or have been watching, the movie on Netflix, which is called Fringe. Very interesting.
It's actually a show, isn't it, Ron?
Excuse me,
a series.
It's,
right.
Yeah. So, if you haven't seen Fringe, you may want to look at it, because it is very interesting. And it gets better, you know, as you go through the different series. So they do go into timelines and stuff like that. So it is, it's kind of like the X-Files, but a little more horsepower to it. So it's interesting to watch. But, you know, it will take quite a bit of your time at night. And sometimes, you know, you need to watch, you don't have to, but you may want to watch two of them, you know, back to back, because the first one kind of puts you on the edge of your seat and you want to see what happens on the next one. But anyway, that's just a suggestion for people.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, well, everybody loves a good story.
Yeah, and this here has a lot of good stuff in it about paranormal stuff and sort of what we're even talking about. And, you know, timelines and weird stuff. And anyway, oh.
On that subject, Ron, I want to thank Larry for suggesting last week the movie Coraline. We got it already from Netflix and watched it the other night, and it's very good.
Great.
It's animated. So I just thank you, Larry, for that and second the suggestion. We have another another testimonial back to the bites and stings clearing you did, Ron. Someone had a pretty bad mosquito bite, and it was still very painful and itching for her, but after the clearing, the pain completely stopped, and her leg is throbbing and warm and feels wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. That's
so
great.
That's nice. Yeah, I was clearing something from my past, but that's really valuable, too, if you have something right now, in the moment. Okay, we have a ghost question, since it is paranormal night. So if I see a ghost sometimes, and I knew and liked the person, and it doesn't feel negative to have them around now and then, is it harmful? If they died a long time ago, and is it too late for the deceased loved one clearing? They don't seem troubled. Can I just let them stay?
It could be taking your energy, though, but typically, you know, that's kind of your call, okay? So, as long as they're not connecting to you, taking away things on a, you know, negative things from you, you know, that would be only my concern. But, you know, it's kind of up to you. If you have a friendly Casper in your house, kind of like it, and, you know, it might be okay for you, you know. So it's kind of your call. Remember, but they are entities, and they could be hopping into your body when you don't know about it. That's the only bad part.
Right. Okay. And I see I skipped one, Ron, from earlier. What is blue amber? And is this connected to the blue energies that you've mentioned you are working with to clear? And they sent a link. You can see the picture or read about it on Wikipedia, but I think I just heard a beep. So maybe we'll hold that until after the call. We have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Ann. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to share an experience with the group today. And I sort of met this person, and we were talking for about a week or two with each other, and then pretty soon this person said that that this individual felt stress and was wondering if I was causing the stress or where it was coming from, and she thought maybe it was me causing this person stress. So I said, well, so we decided to think about it for a couple of days, and then what came to me is that this individual had dark spirits in her heart area that were causing her stress and blaming me for it. So then I relayed that back to her, so things, and then I did a clearing for that, so things seem to have straightened out by that process. But the point is that sometimes people have dark spirits in their heart, and the dark spirits want to blackmail the other person for things that they're doing wrong, and they create a rift in the relationship. And this happens quite often, I find. I just wanted to share that with the group and see what Ron would have to say about that.
Yeah, I would say that could be, you know, a possibility. Remember, but the dark spirits, you know, could be the entities that we always talk about, and that's, you know, a problem. So, fortunately, that's what's here. So, I would say that very possibly it could be entities, and the person is acting to you, with you, to take away some of your energy. That's what I would say would be a problem.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. That makes a lot of sense.
Hey, so thank
okay,
you for
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much, Ron. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry. Yeah, that's very interesting. Is that another caller? Hello, is someone on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, this is Barbara. Hi, Ron. And
hi, Barbara.
I would like to tell you about a movie that I saw on Netflix. I think you would really enjoy, and everybody else, too.
Okay, that'd be great.
It's called Imposter.
Imposter, huh?
It's called Imposter.
Imposter. Okay, I got it written down.
Yeah, it's a very high-tech movie about clones.
Interesting. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it was made about 2001. I was real surprised when I saw how old it was.
Wow.
It's a great movie.
I'll be checking
that
one
out.
I'll look at it tonight.
And also, too, while I have you here, I've noticed something that when I do I increase my Life Force Energy exercise.
Okay.
That sometimes when I go to try to find my starting point, it feels real airy, but then I find the starting point is like a way away from my body. What is that? Is that good or bad, or what is that?
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
Oh, you mean when you're spreading your hands out?
Yeah, it feels like I can't find it. And then I spread my hands out further, and then there it is, and it's real airy around my body, real light around my body.
I'm trying to check that out right now here. Boy, it sort of feels like your spirit energy just needs to be reintegrated a little more with that life force energy. That's what I would say to do.
Okay, yeah.
That's
also,
sort of what
too,
it feels
I have.
Like.
Okay. Should I do the exercise more often, maybe?
Yeah, I would do it more often, and you may start to feel it kind of solidify more.
Okay.
Now, when we shrink wrap Ron, will that bring her spirit in closer into her body?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So that would be a good thing maybe to add in to say shrink wrap, especially when you go out.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having trouble doing that. I noticed that I can do it, but it's difficult.
Okay.
Well, just keep practicing, though. Don't give up. Keep doing it, and you'll get it. You'll start to feel it.
Right. Also, too, I have a personal problem here with a friend of mine. Ron, I was wondering if you would check him out a little bit. He is here in the bed right now, and he's very, very ill. He's had two episodes in the last probably 2 weeks or so where he went down to a friend's house, and he was fine before he left the house. And then he was gone like about an hour each time, and when he came back, he was all messed up, like he was poisoned or on some kind of drug. I was wondering if you could, like, scan him maybe and try to give me an idea of what's going on so that I can help him.
Yeah, I think it's an entity clearing that he would need.
I'll
do that right now to see if it helps. Here we go. So releasing this energy here. So we're going to start pulling stuff out of him here. This will work for everybody else listening. This will only work live on this program here. Here we go. So releasing entities and coming out. Here we go. Working here. releasing more energies here. How does your friend look right now? Does his body have a little more energy in it?
Barbara, are you there? I wonder if she got disconnected.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
I'm trying to check him out.
Okay.
Yeah, he does look like he has a little more energy now.
Okay, so you want to do a clearing for entities.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, too, but I didn't know what to do.
Yep, that's it. So you just go on and get the entity clearing. And I think it's a whole life one, so you need to get in there and get that. And if he's prone to be, like, low energy right now, you want to do this entity clearing, I would say probably every couple of days on him. So get the unlimited and just keep doing it, because sounds like he might be a magnet for these things until he gets more of his spirit energy back in his body.
Well, I know he's had a lot of problems with it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to do because they keep fighting me.
Yeah.
And
just, so that's what you want to get is the entity.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah. You want to get the entity clearing, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. I'll do that.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you for calling,
Barbara. Enjoy the movie Imposter.
Thank you. Yes, we'll all check that out. Okay, Ron, unless someone else calls in, we were going to talk about the blue amber. I don't think, did you finish talking about that? No,
Yeah, I looked at it, and it looks pretty creepy to me. It looks like it's almost, if you go to Google and you type it in there, or one of the Wikipedia things or something comes up, and it looks very creepy to me. It's like it's actually a living life form, so at least to me it does, so it's not good looking.
Yeah, it's like a bright cobalt blue.
Yep.
It doesn't seem like something that comes from nature. You don't see that much blue in nature. Well, you do the sky, but blueberries. Other than that, that is kind of disturbing looking.
Yep.
Okay. We're getting near the end, and we actually have a couple of more questions, but we can save them for tomorrow evening. Do you want to maybe take us out with some clearings, Ron? We have a couple more minutes here.
Yeah, I think we've got to get off a couple of minutes. So let's do the mind of heart drop.
Great.
And here we go. Count from 10 to 1 backwards and command in your spirit to take your thoughts and bring them into your heart center. Here we go. That way you're going to be at peace. This is actually a peace clearing. Tell all your friends to do it too and do it yourself, you know, as much as you can, you know, 3 times a day or so. Here we go. Dropping down. And in your spirit, take the thoughts in your head down to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So I guess that ends our show, everybody. So next BBS program is tomorrow at the same time, Station 2 on BBS. And we will be going to the light chip tomorrow. So thank you, Ann. And please send over your testimonials, if you would, to CLS questions about all the different clearings that we had today if you felt something happening to you and feeling better. So thank you, Anne, and blessings to all of you. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Ron.